This is Billy Brim, and I'm calling you from Israel. This is a very special day in Israel. You know, we go by a different calendar than they do. And they go by a lunar calendar, and today is what we call Pentecost. Right now, it is 4 o'clock in the afternoon here. So that means that at 9 o'clock in the morning here, which would have been, what, 7 hours ago, they would have had, ever how many years ago it was, 2,000 plus, they would have had the outpouring of the Holy Spirit come at 9 o'clock in the morning. So by this time in the afternoon, they would have proceeded over to the southern steps of the temple. We know that's a place because it's the only place they could have baptized. And there, it says, there would have been Jews from all over the known world. That's easy to see where I am today. Jews, I'm down at the Dead Sea, and Jews from everywhere are here at the Dead Sea. So many people, and they came to celebrate the Moed that is called in the Jews and in the Bible, Shavuot, weeks. They count 7 times 7 weeks from Passover and add one day, which is 50, and that makes, we get it from the Greek, Pentecost. So it's always so thrilling to me. I wrote it in my blog. You can see my blog at billybrim.org. I wrote it in my blog that on the exact same day the word came, and all the Jews were in Jerusalem to celebrate the word coming, to celebrate Moses getting the Torah and getting the Ten Commandments. They all came there to celebrate Shavuot. And then on that same day, at 9 o'clock in the morning, the Spirit came. It always thrills me to know that the Spirit and the Word agree. They agree so much that God chose the same Moed for them to come on. And how thankful we are that in the with the Holy Spirit, they were this time, at this time of the day, they were over there speaking with tongues and magnifying the good works of God. Well, I crossed paths with Donald Trump when I was here. I didn't see him. We flew in on the day that he was flying out. But I've read lots and lots about our president and in the newspapers and what they think of the visit. They really, I don't know what the press at home is talking about, but the press over here is so happy. And they're happy more about what he did not talk about. He never once mentioned the settlements, never once telling them they had to stop building settlements like they've been going on for years and years and years. He never once mentioned a two-state solution. And if you will read my blog, you'll see that there is a reported, now the Palestinian Authority has denied it, but there was a reported confrontation with President Trump and Mahmoud Abbas. Mahmoud Abbas, who is the head of the Palestinian Authority and would be the one that so many governments have been urging Israel to sit down with and have a two-state solution. He, in his college thesis, wrote a denial of the Holocaust. He is actually one who took over Yasser Arafat's place. And though he dresses up in a suit and tie and he looks very dignified, he is an instigator of terror. They have recently named a square after a woman terrorist who had part to do with lots of people dying. They have honored, I think she actually had something to do with the Olympics, the killing in the Olympics that happened years ago in Munich. And so there was supposedly a confrontation between Donald Trump and Mahmoud Abbas, and I wrote it exactly what it said in the papers. So I'm really believing that a new outlook will come, that people will wake up. Surely we can't be the only ones that know that they are instigating terror from the very top. And so we need our leaders to know that. I know that our prayers, we prayed much. You all did. We did. We prayed together about his trip here. And here it really was successful. The people feel good and encouraged. They gave John Bolton, if you know John Bolton, who was the former ambassador to the United Nations, they have just honored him. as an outstanding supporter of Israel, giving him one of the highest prizes you could give. And when he spoke to receive that prize, he said, a two-state solution will never work, and no president, no one will ever be able to bring it about. And so that's exactly what we feel here is happening. And so it's kind of nice not to be every day bombarded with the news at home against the president, but we need to be sure to keep lifting him up in our prayers. So it's so exciting that I'm sitting here 4 o'clock in the afternoon, looking across the Salt Sea, looking over to Jordan on the other side. And we're praying in Israel for Israel. And we're all joined together in one. Isn't that amazing? Up around the throne. So we're going to have a meeting here on our tour with General Ya'alon. I think you would spell it Y-A-A-L-O-N. The Lord caused me to somehow become a friend of his years ago. He was second in command to Benjamin Netanyahu. He was the head of he's an intelligence man, and he was the head of defense forces. So he had a little spat, and now he is going to he's in the Likud, and he's going to run for office. And he's so very popular, it could be possible that one day he would be the prime minister. And we're so thankful that our group gets to meet with him. He's very much in demand because his military is in the paratroopers, and it's the paratroopers who took the city of Jerusalem in the Six-Day War. I do hope you got to see that. I did see that that movie was so well attended that they're going to show it again in June, early part of June. It'll be before I get home, but In Our Hands, 1967.com will tell you how you can see the movie, and I do hope many of you did so that you have it in your hearts what it means that this is the 50th Jubilee anniversary of their getting back Jerusalem. And so, Father, we just praise you and give you glory. And thank you so much, Lord, that you help us get this connection here today and help us to pray together. We even have Europe, Lord, and we have, Ramasita, we have Canada, we have the United States. I know I missed a few states, Lord, but I've at least got down here that we have 40. And Europe has joined as well. Oh, dearest Lord, we do look up to you, and we do thank you for this day. For this day, which is the day, the calendar day, as it's celebrated here in Israel, that you gave us the word, the written word, and you gave us the Holy Spirit. How thankful we are that we can pray. We can read in your word about our daily lives and how to live and what the place of Israel is in your plan. We lift them up, Lord. We lift them up. I'm right here in this land, and I'm lifting up. I'm in a hotel, Lord, where Jews have come because it is Shavuot. And there's hotels here up and down this Dead Sea area where the people are coming for healing treatment. And they're here because this was the day, whether they know it or not, this was the day that you gave man your written word. We praise you for the word. We thank you for the word. We thank you that we're covenant people, and we're covenant. Our covenant is written in the word. Oh, how thankful we are, Lord. How thankful I am that this tour that we have here can go up and down these hills and up and down this where they went today, where David was with En-Gedi with his men, Lord, where the cave was of Saul that he looked in. We're thankful, dear Father. We look across and we see Moab, where Ruth came from and became the great-great-great-great-great-grandmother of Jesus. How thankful we are for that you wrote it all down for us, that we can see, that we see the steps of Abraham and the faith of Abraham, and we see how you brought it all down. And by your covenant sent the Messiah. And Rosta the Makahaya, how you did indeed give us those who wrote down in a book about him. And then you gave Paul that revelation, that wonderful revelation of the new covenant and the one that we can come to you by. How thankful we are. How thankful we are.
We're so thankful too, Father, that we are a people who know that if you bless Israel, you will be blessed. Many times, Lord, this group right here, this Wednesday, 8 a.m. U.S. Central Time prayer group, we ask you to help our president when he was over here. And, Lord, you did. You helped him. You helped him, Lord. You helped him not to speak evil and to order them to do the stop the settlements and to order them to have a two-state solution. Father, we do know that he wants to attempt to have peace in this area. We ask you for wisdom. We ask you for wisdom regarding that. And he did not, as we know, Lord, name Jerusalem as our embassy moving. The date's still not up on that. There could be a last-minute decision, and we pray for it. We ask for it. But we know that it comes up again. And we're believing you that during his administration, early on, Father, that there's going to be a move of the embassy to Jerusalem. Father, we do thank you in the name above all names. We do give you glory that you kept our president safe when he traveled over here. We lift up to you the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. We lift up to you, dear Father, all those things and decisions that are being made right now that we don't know anything about. Decisions for Israel, decisions for the United States, decisions for Europe, decisions for Canada. Father, we all have leaders. Oh, Lord, we lift them up to you. We lift them up to you. We know that in Job 33, you said you visit men in the nighttime. Dear Father, we ask you to visit them in dreams, like you said in Job 33. We ask you and praise you and give you glory that our president, the president of the United States of America, will grow in his love for God, will grow in his love for the Lord, will grow in his prayer life. Oh, Father, we lift up our Vice President Michael Pence, and somehow I feel to pray, Lord, that his influence, his Christian influence, with the president would become stronger and stronger and stronger. And also, Lord, oh, I see that. I see that, Lord. I see what you want us to pray, that the Christians who surround him, the believers who surround our president, will continue to have access, will continue to have access. Open the doors, Lord. Open the doors. Open the doors, Lord. Open the doors. Ila dalata o kalamarasi nyono sabre ishando loho prito nonye nekalata. Father, how we praise you that you poured out the Holy Spirit, that you poured out the Holy Spirit on this day, and that those people in Jerusalem spoke with other tongues and magnified God. And it started, dear Lord, like just a small stream in Jerusalem. But it proceeded now until it's a wide river of people around this globe. And right here on this phone, Lord, right here on this phone, evidence, witness that the baptism with the Holy Spirit and the ability to speak with other tongues has reached people right around the world. Oh, Lord, there are things we need to say. We've prayed, Lord, with our understanding. We are asking you to give wisdom to our cabinets, to our Congress, to our judges, and the justice system, Lord. We lift up Neil Gorsuch to his new job. But now, Lord, we sense there's so much more we need to pray. And, dear Lord, divide those tongues among us. Give us, if it takes all of us praying together on one subject, please give us utterance. If it takes us each one having a different subject, please give us utterance as we yield ourselves to you to pray now in the Spirit that you so preciously and wondrously poured out. Piporata,
Andoriana Kaledi Proti Fratani. Gene de Duce de Condange de Cobuci de Duce Toi. Separate. It is separate, Lord. It is separate. Pefra no 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 umbre. Pefra toto co umba calacadino. Upato upato toce. Shifrano no topre. Shifrano no topre. Kitoro nonie. Ebrato no no marata de go umbe calata. Sheshano no ke. Sheshano no ke litano no cohoratiso. Ijandolo totoro goho shetele galandoro non britannio nico. Ishatoro toro ti. Ishatoro ha. Ishatoro toro ti. Yenene non getoro. Yeni taratala ti. Yenene li andantoro. Yeni ni kalata ti. Che protaria no. Che potai anno, che potai anno, che potala li le li, meglia toro tandoni, meglia toto topi, santonio novrelata, che non no 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 di, o da pratebe coho fredde di catasca cianne. E già toro toho sheta de kotoshki chattoro goho brata. Ivrito sato nikala. Ivrito sango nikala kokopre kalitu chato. Ipapo, ipapo, ipapo. Fritanyo no koho rata lakata. Pesha no chato do goho sheta de kalati. And now, Lord, I want to lift up this tour that I have over here. These people that we have, dear God, I'm meeting them tonight. Dear Father, for a welcoming dinner, dearest Lord, may each one of them meet you here. Each one of them, Lord, receive what they came for and be a blessing to the land. I pray for each one of them to walk in health. I plead the blood, I plead the blood, I plead the blood of the Lamb. I ask for angels to bear us up in their hands, lest any of us might dash our feet against a stone. And I ask, Father, for you to lift us up in the minds and hearts of those who are on this phone call, that they might, as you move upon them, remember us, we traveling here in the land. We lift up our project, Heavenly Father. It's yours. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Father, we would not labor in vain. We're so glad that you're building it. We're so thankful for the favor that you have given us, Lord. And Father, as we this very week will put our feet on that place. We'll put our feet on that place. Holy Lord. Holy Lord, how thankful we are. How thankful we are. Lobrano, Lobrano. Heavenly Father, I want to lift up every single person who called in today. Dear Father, they're so representative of our dear country. Thank you for letting us count. Thank you for letting us represent the United States of America. Canada, Europe, Israel even. But especially, Lord, we're so representative. We have people who've called in from states, dear Father, that are so Ila Bratanya, they Ishano Mokohurada have to go to some trouble to call. And Ipratonya ni kahala pretini katanya. They are prayers. And I pray that you will bless the prayers. Bless the praying people, Lord. Help them to stay in touch with you and to be sensitive to your nudges, to your calls, to your promptings, Lord. Y la bratonia, digging out our ears. Digging out our ears, Lord. And, oh, Father, as our tour buses go, the two buses, as we go, as we walk, please lead us, not just the itinerary, Lord, but lead us where you want us to go, who you want us to talk to or hear from, or influence in any way prayers you want us to pray. For Father, we are your body in the earth. We are his body. Those dear ones on this call, you're his body, Lord. Please use their lips to speak into the earth those things that you want us to have in this earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we lift up our meeting that we're going to be having in Delaware in August. We're going to be having an Authority of the Believer meeting at your instruction because it's close to Washington, D.C. And then on the 20th, Lord, we're going to be coming there to the mall. And we're going to be dealing with the heavenlies there. But right now, from wherever we are on this earth, we look to those heavens over Washington, D.C., and we do say to you in the name above all names, we do adjure you by the blood of the Anointed One. We adjure you by the blood. And we are representative of many states in this country. And we do say to you in the name above every name, we bind you today. We bind you today. We bind you from your actions, from your skullduggery, from your lies, from your disrespect against our nation. We do call to the ground, to confusion, your plans. They will not take place. In the name above every name, that evil spirit, those evil spirits that have been assigned to divide our nation, we come out against you. And this day, this end of May, we do bind you in the name above all names and tell you to cease and desist in your maneuvers. The blood is over you. It is written in Ephesians that when he quickened him, he quickened us. When he raised him, he raised us. When he seated him, he seated us. And we are seated far above you. You're under our feet. And he said to us, Romans 5:17, those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Jesus Christ, one Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua the Anointed One. And so, in the name, above all names, this is not the day you bring evil to the United States of America. And all the people on this call, be sure to sit in your seats of authority in the mornings. If you do that, like that book that I wrote, How Authority of the Believer and How to Use It, if we'll do it, just we who are on this telephone call from all these states, if we'll do that, the enemy's actions over our government, over our nation, will be severely hindered. And please be sure in your places, in your habitational authority, to be sure to take it, as I've read off the states and have them all written down here today. Take your habitational authority. We even have you living in Washington, D.C., and in Maryland and Virginia, around that area. Please take your habitational authority. Next Wednesday's call will be in Jerusalem. And it will be the very days that we are celebrating at the Knesset
the 50th Jubilee. They're celebrating a lot here in many time periods and days. But we will be celebrating, and I'm going to be able to say to our Knesset prayer breakfast, I have so many states, and I'll name the states, have them written down, that are on a telephone call today praying for Jerusalem. So if you have not yet phoned in, and I don't have with me our call number, but you can call our office. You can go online, and you can find out billybrim.org, and you can find out the number to call to sign up that you will be praying June 7th. I think it's the 7th. Anyway, it's next Wednesday. And if you can't find that number, call 417-336-4877. 417-336-4877. Now, that number's not a call center. You know, they don't have a lot of lines at that number. They just have one lady there. But she can give you the number. Or you can go online to billybrim.org,
billybrim.org. And remember that this day, when we celebrate, this very day, this is when it happened, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, Acts chapter 2, your voice was heard in Israel praying in the Holy Ghost. How wonderful is that? How marvelous is that? We praise you for it, Lord. We praise you for it, Lord. We praise you for it, Lord. And so, this is Billy Brim, and I'm going to be packing now, and we're going to leave the Dead Sea area. We're going to drive up tomorrow through Ariel, through the what the world calls the West Bank, and then we're going to be staying tomorrow night at the Sea of Galilee. So please remember us, and as the Lord prompts you, just lift us up. Just lift us up. My dear prayer mentor, one of them, she would take people, and she said, I put them in a basket, and I lift them up to the Lord. So put us in your prayer basket and lift us up to the Lord. We thank you so much for being here and love you. And once again, I sensed a great anointing praying with you. We are effective in our prayers. God has shown it to us. Remember how we prayed for that trip of our president. I don't know what they're saying at home, but here they're saying that it was very successful. So God be praised, and we thank him for answering our prayers. Shalom, shalom.